Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live here on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's always a pleasure to have you with us here live on the air. Just want to let you know we also do...
Now we'll take your call right now, but if you leave your name, a number, and a brief message...
That is our special guest, Jim Saar, who unfortunately, right at the clinch time... his call dropped. So, Jim, if you are listening or any of our other guests are listening, tell Jim to call us at 347-996-3389. That is the studio, 347-996-3389. Jim Saar, our special guest of Apparel Strategic Alliances, at a convention on location. So there is a lot of activity and a lot going on and a lot happening. Let me just tell you a little bit about the company. Apparel Strategic Alliance has developed a 55% cotton, 45% polypropylene apparel product using Cool Visions patented fiber. We're going to be talking with a representative from Cool Visions coming up momentarily on the show as well. And it's really incredible. It does everything that polyester spandex products do and more. The most popular apparel wear on the market today is made with a synthetic polyester spandex that's wicking and thermal and antimicrobial as well. Over the last 20 years, this apparel, which really is amazing, has evolved to generate $17 billion in revenue each year because the world believes it is the best. And we've been talking the last couple of shows with our special guest, Jim Saar, of Apparel Strategic Alliance. Really amazing. In response to the discovery of the revolutionary and innovative apparel products, Jim Saar has assembled some of the most experienced and innovative professionals in the apparel industry to form the Apparel Strategic Alliances. This dream team of technical professionals allows the alliance to maintain its leverage against household name competitors as they attempt to bring his revolutionary product back to market. I believe our guest is now back on the line with us. Jim,
yes.
On location, direct from the convention. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. Where are you right now?
Can you hear me, Jim? Are we okay now?
Yeah, you're all
okay,
set. We can hear you.
We're live from booth 2209 in the pavilion at the Salt Lake City Convention Center. It's called the Outdoor Retail Show. It's one of the largest shows in the world that's tailored to sporting goods, outdoor events, home goods, things like that. And it runs twice a year. This is the fall show, and we do the spring. It's usually January or February. This will be their last show here after 21 years at this location. Next spring, we're going to be actually in Denver, where we'll be doing the show live there. So it's very exciting. This show gets all the major retailers in the country who work both at the big box stores and also the novelty sporting goods stores. And then we get a lot of people looking to what we talked about in the last show, private label branding, where they look to use your product and put their label on it to build a brand. So we're very excited. It's the first day of the show. We just started 2 hours ago, and we go the next couple of days, and we end up at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. So it's going to be a long week, and we look to have a lot of good things coming out of the show.
That's great. It's pretty exciting, too, huh? Do you end up going to a lot of conventions, displaying the products and the wares as much as possible? Is this part of, your repertoire of work that you do?
Yes. When you're trying to build a brand or a product, the market, you have to build consumer awareness. at every level, not only from the end consumer, but also the middle person, the retailer, and also wholesalers. So the only way you can get it out there is several ways. You can do advertising in papers, magazines, which is very expensive. The internet's a great way of getting your product out there. And, of course, recognition of trade shows. We do several trade shows a year. We do this outdoor show twice a year. We also do a show called the SHOT Show, which is in Las Vegas. It tailors to the hunting industry. We do the PGA show that's for the golfing industry. And in October, we have a big show in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's the National Safety Show. And fortunately for us, all our products are conducive for all those areas. We cross over, like we've been saying in the other shows, how our Cool Vision products are in the safety wear, work wear, medical wear, performance wear, sporting goods. So we have to do this so that people know who we are. We hand out a lot of brochures. We meet with buyers here. We set up appointments. All this is what it takes to get a product to market. It's just not making a phone call and getting an appointment and going and showing a buyer. Without building the brand awareness like this, you really don't stand a chance of getting a product on the retail shelf.
Absolutely right. And every day you're coming up with new applications for the technology, as we discussed. I mean, you're just really working on getting out there even more to the public, showing them that the product is better. And, of course, once people try on the apparel, you become a customer. People fall in love with it. It's just a matter of people sampling it, trying it, and experiencing it, right? And going to the conventions and getting out there, you know, amongst the public and people seeing it and stopping by your booth is advantageous, because people get a chance to see it, touch it, feel it, and see what it's all about. Because, I mean, it's a variety of products that you do, but specifically what we're talking about today, getting it out to the public is a huge part of the equation, right?
Correct. Matter of fact, after the show, you'll actually see we'll have actual photographs of our booth and everything. We use mannequins. We put apparel on. We have live actors who walk around the show. People can touch and feel the garments. Like I said, our product is so revolutionary that you've got to wear it. It's so lightweight. You know, we have a lot of great new products at the show. We have a new camouflage called Camo Leaf, a wild leaf, where the camouflage, if anyone's familiar with the camouflage industry, where you have a real tree or moss oak, we came up with a design of our own camouflage using the Cool Vision technology. But when you look at the camouflage from a distance, it looks like everybody else. You can blend in with the background. When you get up close, the actual leaves of the camouflage become the animals that you're actually going to hunt. You could have waterfowl, you could have turkeys, you could have fish, you could have deer, cantaloupe, whatever it may be. So it's amazing that. And then we're launching, we have a new great glove we just developed, a lightweight glove that has a special rubber tipping that will keep your hands really warm or cool, but you can work around places where there's electricity, where you may be afraid of being shocked. This product will help protect your hand, but you don't have to wear those big, heavy gloves you see the linemen wear on telephone lines when they're working. They can wear our lightweight product because, again, the Cool Vision is so light in performance, it makes it work with a lighter glove. So, matter of fact, I'm watching people right now just stopping in their tracks in the aisle, working with my salespeople, coming up and wanting to touch the garment. So it's really great seeing the reaction of people when they see your product.
That's what I was going to say. That's a good thing our show is a half hour as opposed to an hour, because then you'd have a line wrapped around your booth of people waiting to speak with you and then the guests and so much more. Speaking of the guests, we have somebody that you've worked with. Maybe you want to give a little introduction to him, Ron Lifman, who is president of Texron. Tell us a little bit about Ron and about Texron as well before we have him hop in with us here, Jim.
Okay. Yeah, Ron Lith and I are friends for a long, long time, worked many, many years in the garment industry. Ron has been known to the industry developing yarns for the retail, for all the manufacturers. They used to have a big yarn company. Ron develops new products to market. And Ron's the reason I got into this crazy business almost 3.5-4 years ago, when he came to me with this revolutionary concept from Cool Vision. It was Ron's prodding and pushing me to say, hey, I got the, like I said, I got the putty, but I need you to make the pottery, and I got the secret sauce. So when I looked at it, I go, you know something, I think you're right. And so I, if anything, I pull my hair out, I blame Ron. So without ado, this is Ron Lipman.
Okay, let's welcome Ron to the show. Ron, thank you for joining us live on CUTV News Radio. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ron, tell us about your relationship with Apparel Strategic Alliance and with Jim Saar, and how Textron comes into play with all of this.
Textron had always been a major yarn sales agency working with major fiber producers, etc. And we were blessed, and Jim was blessed, that we were contacted by Susan Lynn from Cool Visions with the most incredible product. When I heard about this, I said, it's wonderful. It's what the world needs. And what we have to do is I have to find someone to make the yarn. Grupo Miro is a quality mill from Mexico that realizes that this is the future. And I invited them to come and join me in this project. We're blessed by working with Susan. And Jim was the person I thought of because he has such a diverse background in textiles. He's been CEO of many companies. He's trusted implicitly, and he understood the product. And the chemistry between everybody here is just great. Sitting, as you know, is Sue Lynn, who I'll introduce you to, and then Elisa Vega, who's the director of all exports on this, at Grupo Miro, and we're very fortunate to have her working with us. Her doing all the follow-up, and the visions that the CEO had, Maisa Zaga, are going to make this a great reality for the entire group. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about it. We're like proud parents of a new product.
That is exciting. It's pretty exciting, isn't it, Ron, for all of this to be developing in the way that it is and to see the response of the consumer and retailer and so much more?
Absolutely, and to see the reality of it. Everyone's making claims about performance fabrics, cotton rich. This is the only one out there, and Jim has done a remarkable job manufacturing it. Cool Vision's developing it, and Elisa and Miro making the yarn and fabric. And I'm just fortunate to work with a fine group of people like this.
Absolutely. You mentioned Susan Lynn, who is with Cool Vision and manager of global strategies and marketing and global sales. It's quite a position she has, and it's been wonderful working with Susan as well. Let's welcome Susan to our show, which is Susan Lynn from Cool Vision, which we've talked a lot about here on CUTV News Radio. Susan, welcome to CUTV News Radio Live as well. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim. Hello, how are you?
Very, very good, and it's nice to hear your voice, too. Tell us about this whole relationship with Apparel Strategic Alliance and with Jim Saar, and how all of this came to be, and about, again, what it's like working with the team.
Well, we had introduced Cool Vision, which is just so revolutionary. We spent a very long time, a lot of years, perfecting this and altering the fiber to make it dyeable. And it wasn't until ASA, Apparel Strategic Alliance, and Textron and Grupo Miro really took charge and understood the incredible product that they had here. It's like no other product on the marketplace. It's kind of like an all-in-one fiber, and it's got, it's lightweight, breathable, thermal regulation, inherent stain resistance, and it's easy care. And they embraced this product, saw the opportunity, and really just took it and ran with it. And we've been working with them and creating new products that are environmentally friendly and also made in the USA. We manufacture this right in Covington, Georgia, and we're actually coming upon 50 years in that manufacturing facility. So we're very excited about the opportunity, and we look forward to bringing this to market and offering this to the public, because it is like no other. And, you know, from a sustainability perspective, this has a very low environmental impact. It has less carbon footprint, a lower carbon footprint than any other synthetic on the marketplace. And it's, from a consumer perspective, it's a very quick drying, so you use less energy to dry the garments. So it's just an amazing product. And it's now available in any color in the rainbow.
That is fantastic. That is excellent. So, Jim, with Susan on the line here, tell us what it's been like with your relationship with Susan and the team at with Cool Vision.
Well, it's been incredible. The cooperation, I couldn't ask for anything more. The whole team, especially with Susan, you know, we've come a long way. You know, when we first started, we didn't know where it was going to go. And, you know, there's been a lot of trial and error and a lot of headaches to get where we're at. But we now have the real thing. And it's been a growing pain for everybody. But thank God that everybody had the same direction, the same dream. And now it's not a dream anymore. It's reality. So we're honored that we're able to be part of this, and we really appreciate all the efforts that Cool Vision people have done for us.
Well, and we thank you for your efforts and support and belief in this product.
That is tremendous. Now, we have another special guest who is calling in as well to our show, Elisa Vega, and she is Director of Exports for Miro, which I believe is involved with the yarn that is used as well. Let's include Elisa in our conversation with everybody here today. Elisa Vega, welcome to CUTV News Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jim. Thanks. It's my pleasure to. And I'm very, very excited to be here in this.
Absolutely. Now, tell us how Miro and how your company comes into the picture with all of this for us as well.
Right. Right. First of all, I would like to say I'm very, very pleased. It is my honor to be part of this amazing project with ASA, Cool Vision, Spectrum, and Grupo Miro. I see them as a visionary man, the creator of all this amazing engineering and performance, thinking of the needs of the market. And with Spectrum, I believe they make an excellent joint to bring out all this to the market. Cool Vision also extraordinary people that develop the dialogue polypropylene, creative perfect fiber according even to the altitude of the place we are spinning. And Grupo Miro is the one that are spinning the fiber in blend with cotton. And they are doing the yarn, and also they are making the knitting fabric. They are even dyeing the fabric and also the yarn. It's very, very exciting. And this is a really extraordinary and revolutionary, as Susan mentioned. And we are very, very excited for all this.
So, Jim, in working with Elisa's company as well, what has that relationship been like for you?
Well, we've had a relationship. Ron and I have known the company 20, 30 years. And we both had relationships manufacturing with them. And when Ron came to me, let's put this together, we had to find a mill that could figure out how to actually make the yarn, twist it, and get it into a fabric. And this is something that was tried around the world. But we knew with the engineering staff and our technical advisors that we had a good chance of using that one mill to be able to focus on doing it right. And quite honestly, it took the whole process of almost a month or 6 months to a year just to figure out how to spin it and knit it and dye it. It was a very, very, very complicated process and not something that it can be done relatively quick around the world. And thank God they were part of the team and are part of the team, and we look at all this having a very bright future together because of our efforts of trying to figure out how to do it right. We're doing it the right way.
So you have a wonderful team of people that are assembled that are all working for this common goal of getting this product out there and the advantages of it and the you know, the importance of it and the uniqueness of what this product and these products that you've developed have meant to so many people. As people discover it and they sample and they try it and they want more, you're, with all the work that's gone into it, and anybody that's on the line with us right now, Ron, Susan, Elisa, Jim, anybody can answer this question. You guys are really just at the beginning of all of this excitement, right? There's so much more to come.
Yeah. Like I said in the last show, you know, it used to take 6 months to a year to take a new product to market. But as you all know, the retail environment today is in disarray. They're kind of lost out there of how they're going to survive. A lot of retailers are closing their doors. So retail is in a big mess right now, which makes it a little more difficult to get to market. Sometimes now it takes anywhere from a year to a year and a half now to get a product out to the store. So even though we've been actually working for about a year, the biggest problem you have on a new product coming to market is the consumer has to understand and buy it. We have an open, remember the commercial, let Mikey try it when he bought the bowl of cereal and his brother pushed the bowl over to Mikey in the high chair and said, let Mikey try it. Well, we've had to go through that same experience with our product because nobody believed that we have a cotton-rich product that could do everything that the high-tech polyester guy is doing. So we've had to let Mikey try it. And we've had to convince not only that the presidents of retail, we've had to do the presidents of internet companies, whatever it may be. We've had to convince everybody, and now we have to convince the consumer that this product does what we say. We know that once you put it on, we own you. But until you put it on, we have a lot of skeptics. And just so you know, this applies not only to television, but almost any new product coming to the market today, people just don't believe it until they get it. And that's what makes it so difficult. And I wish we had more sales last year, but you know what? This thing is mushroom now, where we're having so many different divisions coming up now, between medical, between safety wear, between sportswear, that it's all coming in at one time, which is very grateful and very nice to see happening now.
Anybody on the line that would like to add anything to what Jim just said?
I think that Jim has had the vision. We agree with him 100% what he's saying, and we're all fortunate to be working with ASA, and especially with Cool Visions and have Lisa working with us at Miro. It's all going to go forward. Everyone is focused on it and cares about it. What's most interesting is that just getting it out there was the only important thing, was the most important thing to do, because a lot of people are making claims about performance wear and about cotton rich, etc. They just aren't so. These can all be confirmed by testing, and Jim has done a remarkable job with a remarkable product from Cool Vision and beautiful work by Miro. So I'm very grateful.
And Susan, you concur with all of what Jim and Ron are saying as well, I'm sure?
Absolutely. We couldn't have better partners in this whole endeavor. and we are very, very fortunate to be working with the group. And I think that we are bringing something so exciting to market, but it took a lot of hard work from all.
Elisa, I'm sure you triple what you're hearing from everybody as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. I told our group of them we will continue supporting them all, spinning, knitting, buying, spinning, everything Jim's needs. We are here, every developing it. We will continue doing more and more things for Jim. It's floating. It's very, very amazing thing that is happening, and I'm very pleased to be part of this.
That is terrific, Jim. It must make you feel good to have the team, and I know there's others who aren't on the line with us right now that are working hard at all of this as well. To have assembled the connections with the Apparel Strategic Alliance, pretty exciting, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I've helped build a lot of major companies in my career. But like I said, that was building a brand, a name around something. For the first time in my career, I'm actually building around a product. And that takes a different mindset, different set of skills than you would with building a brand. So the marketing team had to be a little bit different. Obviously, we have more technical advisors in my company than what you normally see in an apparel company. Normally you would see more design staff and people like that. So it's been quite a transition. It's been a growing curve for myself building this company. I'm excited because I have a really cool company. The format and the structure of our company, I think, is 21st century. And we look forward to keep on growing the divisions within the company.
So for anybody that's listening to our broadcast series, either today with our special guests as you call in live from literally the convention floor there, or anybody who's heard our previous conversations together on CUTV News Radio, Jim, what would you like to leave them with? Anybody that you would hope make contact with you, or should people just look for it in stores, online, or other people who could be listening to the show who maybe would like to partner up with you guys as well?
Well, like I said the last show, and we'll use this in closing, Cool Vision can be found several ways. One, you'll always see the Cool Vision brand, whether it's on the hang tag or on the neck label. So whenever you see the garment at retail, whether it's the internet or in a big box store, you'll know that that has the secret sauce that makes it work. My brand, Force of Nature, right now is being sold a lot through the internet, direct to consumer. And our brand will also, it's coming out to some of the major retailers. We also do private label. Like I told you, a lot of times people like, I'll give an example we used last time. Tommy Hilfiger may say to me, I love your fabric and your design. Can we put our name on there and go to market and have a Tommy Hilfiger garment that does everything that the Cool Vision offers? And, of course, we can do that. They call that private label. So you're either going to see my name out there or some brand name out there, but everything will always have the Cool Vision logo on there. And you can see that on my site, or you can go to the Cool Vision site, and you'll see all the information. But we have an informational site also that will give you all the information of how it works and what makes us different. So our site is WERASA.com, and that will take you right to the informational page.
Terrific. And you can also go to apparelstrategicalliances.com as well. Thanks to our guests, Ron Lifman from Texron, Susan Lynn from Cool Visions, and Elisa Vega from Miro. Thank you to all of you for joining us. And Jim Sarth from Apparel Strategic Alliance, thank you for joining us on CUTV News Radio as well. And good luck at the convention today.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
It certainly has on our end as well. Again, thanks to all of our very special guests, including Jim Sarth. Thank you for joining us as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. This is CUTV News Radio Live worldwide. For all of us here, we thank you for joining us as well. Have a terrific day.